Chapter 23. Drink had taken off into the trees at the near side of the clearing, with the hope of capturing a painted one. If the venture was successful, Bosie and his friends could gain valuable information from interrogating the captive. The young squirrel wrapped Samuelus's long sling about his waist and set off about his task. Launching himself from a sycamore bough, he sailed through the air, landing heavily in the swaying branches of an aspen. Grappling awkwardly amidst the foliage, Dwink quietly reprimanded himself as he regained control of his balance.
"Didn't judge that un very well, did you, mate? How to practice, that's your trouble."
He perched in the aspen for a moment, letting its swaying boughs settle, hoping no beast had gotten wind of him. Dwink's quick eyes detected a movement in a stately elm several trees from where he was. He moved stealthily, with a swift hop, skip, and a jump, landing in the low branches of a spruce. Keeping his gaze trained on the elm foliage, he spotted more twitching in a high fork. Dwink smiled grimly, muttering under his breath,
"That'll be a scout. Right then, you painted vermin. Let's see if we can't turn the tables on you. Stop right there, I'm coming for you."
Smooth as a stream ripple, the young squirrel threaded his way upward until he reached the top section of the spruce. He was closer now, though he could not clearly make out his quarry. The telltale rustle of leaves told him the other beast was still there, but beginning to move in a sideways direction. Climbing higher, he dropped neatly down into the outspread limbs of a holm oak. Now he was next door to the elm. Unwinding the sling, he loaded it with a stone from his belt pouch. Some of the elm branches were almost touching the holm oak. Scarcely daring to breathe, Dwink crossed from one tree into the other. His paws were trembling slightly, but he carried on upward, telling himself,
"I'll show the bladder how a Red Wall warrior operates."
When he was as close as he could get to the spot where he had seen the last movement of his foe, Dwink threw caution to the winds. Whirling his sling, he raced up the final boughs of the upper tree terraces, roaring the war cry,
"Red Wall!"
He lashed out at the leafy stream with the loaded sling. Whack, thud, wallop. Leaves showered about his head as he plunged in. But no beast was there.